Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to Save Water Santa Fe this morning. We're all so excited with the rain and this beautiful weather. I mean, it's wonderful for just some of these concerns we've had around wildfires. And on my end, all that early irrigation maybe can take a little bit of a pause as we enjoy this nice rain. But thanks, everyone, for listening to the show today. My name is Christine Chavez. I'm representing the Conservation and Sustainability Division, and I've got a studio full of guests today. I'm really excited. I'm going to introduce them one by one, and we're going to jump right into the show. We have our Love Your Watershed Day tomorrow at DeVargas Park from 11 to 2, and we're here to talk all about it. So in the studio, we have Porfirio Chavarria, who is the Wildland-Urban Interface representative. What is your title, Porfirio?
Thank you, Christina. Good morning, everyone. My name is Porfirio Chavarria. I work for the City of Santa Fe Fire Department. I am the Wildland Urban Interface Specialist, which is a great convoluted way to say that I work on forest fires for the fire department.
All right. And then we have Claire Jordy, who is the Project Manager for the River and Watershed Section at the City of Santa Fe. So welcome, Claire.
Thanks. Good morning.
And then we have Sky Chatuchinda, the Stewardship and Outreach Assistant with the Santa Fe Watershed Association. So good morning, Sky.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
So Sky's the one that pulled all of us together today. She pulled together a panel that she thought would be best to talk about tomorrow's event. And so, let's just jump right into it. So tomorrow is Love Your Watershed Day and 11 to 2 at DeVargas Park. And so, Sky, why don't you kick us off and tell us a little bit about the event and what we can expect.
Yeah, sure. So I'm with the Santa Fe Watershed Association. We're a local nonprofit, 501(c), and we're working to protect and restore the Santa Fe watershed through community steward, education, and partnership. And tomorrow is our biggest event. It's Love Your Watershed Day. And this year, it's very, very special because we have two parts, Love Your Watershed Day, and then we have the Wildfire Community Preparedness Day, which I will let Porfirio talk about. But yes, so Love Your Watershed Day is all about bringing people together to connect with the land, the water, and with each other. We'll have 37 community partners offering very hands-on, interactive, family-friendly activities, plus live music and a food truck. And it's our biggest event yet. It's our fourth year in hosting this. And we're so excited to welcome everyone. And it's free and open to everyone. And we're kicking off the day with a community river cleanup from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, led by our amazing partners, Trash Panda and the Rotary Club. And it's just a great way to start the day by giving back and making an immediate impact. All equipment is provided and families are welcome. Just head to the Trash Panda booth at DeVargas Park to join us. And we have a bike valley there as well. So you don't have to bring your cars. You can bring your bikes. And our partners at Bike Santa Fe is going to take care of your bikes for you. And we're hosting this with the City of Santa Fe. So thank you so much, Claire. I'll let Porfirio talk about the second part of our day.
Absolutely. So it's a great day. So Wildfire Preparedness Day is a national event. It's the first Saturday of May. And that also happens to be Love Your Watershed Day. And so we got together with the Watershed Association and figured we should partner and make this a whole day event. Mm-hmm. So in the morning from 11 to 2, go to the DeVargas Park and enjoy Love Your Watershed Day. There's going to be plenty of partners out there telling you about how to save on water, how to prevent fires, what we're looking at doing across our landscape on water. And then in the afternoon from 3 to 6 at Christ Church on Don Gaspar and Cordova, come in from Cordova, we're going to have a workshop on wildfire preparedness. We're going to talk about how you can prepare your home for wildfires and be ready for wildfires so that when one does happen, you'll have you'll have an idea of what you need to do so you can protect your family. You'll have done something around your property so you'll be protecting your home, and you'll be able to get out safely and be able to be, you know, just be better aware of what's happening around you. We're going to have three sessions during that time. We have a Sim Table, who's a great partner that's born here in Santa Fe. They have a modeling, fire modeling. So they project fire on a table that's filled with sand, and you can mold it to make the topography what your topography is. And then they run a simulated model of fire across it. It's really cool. And then we're going to have Villages of Santa Fe is going to provide some go kits. So if you're the first 50 attendee there, you are going to get a go kit and you could take that home with you. And then they're also going to show you what to put in your go kit in addition to what we have. And then we also have the Office of the Superintendent of Insurance is going to show up there, and they're going to talk about Wildfire Prepared Home Program, which is a statewide program to offer certificates to homeowners if they do certain mitigations around their property. They can get a certificate that says they are a wildfire prepared home, that they are a wildfire prepared home. And you could take that to your insurance company and they may actually continue to give you insurance. That is becoming a bigger and bigger issue as we go through the threat of wildfires, that people aren't able to get insurance because insurance companies are being more wary about, you know, the losses that they're seeing in these large wildfires.
We were kidding right before the show started about probably nobody's happier with this rain than Porfirio because of you know, all of the concerns around wildfire. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that and how it connects to this day. Claire, the River and Watershed section has been a co-sponsor of this event since the beginning. What is the role of the city in this event, and why are we connecting to this event as part of your work?
Yeah, so the River and Watershed section, we like to think of ourselves as the voice of the river in Santa Fe and the arroyos, of course. So kind of managing water on the landscape, which ties in very closely with wildfire, because if you have more of that water soaked into the landscape, you have less of a risk of fire. But so this is really a celebration of loving your watershed. So it's not just about, you know, saving water and all of that, but it's about like using water in the landscape in a way that makes everything beautiful and rich, and everyone loves to be, you know, by the river when it's flowing, and just celebrating all of the beauty that comes with that water as it comes down the river. And if you guys have noticed, it's all the way to Siler already, which is wild. And that is part of our Living River target flows. This year is a critically dry year, so we only got 300 CFS to release for the whole year to keep in the river, to keep, you know, a wetted channel that keeps the vegetation alive. The River Commission decides on the hydrograph and how that water is going to be divided out through the year. And they decided this year to front load the hydrograph to try to get through this dry spring. And then we're hoping for a good monsoon season, which is predicted. So you can see that the channel's already wetted and primed because the water's made it all the way to Siler. And if it hadn't been for a good monsoon season last year, then, you know, it probably wouldn't make it this far. So we just really want to celebrate the river and all of the joy that it brings to everyone. And the reason this event is put on is because of our federal permit required by the EPA called the MS4 permit. It's basically a stormwater management permit. And one of the requirements from the EPA is public education and outreach. And so we partner with the Santa Fe Watershed Association to do a lot of that work. So the Adopt a River program and cleanups and this event and education, they help a lot with meeting that permit requirement and educating the community about the watershed.
And I will just say, Claire, that your team has been putting out a lot of really great information that we've been getting out to the public as well. I mean, you've done a lot on public outreach, and I think we've been handing out the dog survey that you guys have going, and we'll have it at our table tomorrow as well. But it's exciting to partner with all of you on this event, and the Conservation and Sustainability Division will be there as well tomorrow. We've got our whole team out providing information on water conservation, sustainability, keep Santa Fe beautiful. And so we're really excited about tomorrow's event. This is Love Your Watershed Day from 11 to 2 tomorrow at DeVarcus Park. It's we're anticipating a beautiful day, and we hope that everybody will come join us. I think for a more detailed list of everything that's going on, you can visit the Santa Fe Watershed Association's website. And I know we're putting out that information on our platforms as well. So we are talking to Perfidio, Claire, and Sky about tomorrow's Love Your Watershed Day. We're going to take a short break and come back in just a few moments.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
Great. So, but Perfidio, I think we could do a whole series on just sort of, you know, this issue on a wildland-urban interface and some of the resources that you, you know, lead and some of the workshops that you lead. So let's switch back just a tiny bit to the role of your piece in the Love Your Watershed Day. I know that there's some other resources or workshops or services that you all provide. I thought we could touch on those for a little bit.
Yeah, thank you very much. So at our event at Christchurch from 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday tomorrow, we're going to have, in addition to our kind of sessions, our concurrent sessions, we're going to also have a panel discussion on prescribed fire, on open burning. So what can residents do on their own property, whether they're in the city or in the county? And then what is, get some updates on what the federal government's planning in our watershed area or in the greater Santa Fe fireshed area to in this next coming season on prescribed burns and what is their state? So that'll be a kind of nice Q&A question and answer period for people to, you know, get some of their answers that they may have burning questions about.
Well, there are a lot of concerns around fire, of course, you know, with it being so dry. Like I said, I think this rain is, it always sort of calms everybody's nerves a little bit when we see it in the mountains and we see it in places that need it the most. And so it's really exciting that you are integrating these two things into Love Your Watershed Day, and the community can participate in lots of different events, you know, from a cleanup in the morning to going to the event itself to participating in the wildfire section in the afternoon. And so excited to see how that all comes together tomorrow. And just talking about the different events and how everything is weaving together, I know we've just outlined a whole day of ways to participate. But Sky, what are some other, you know, what are some other things that some of our community partners are offering as far as hands-on activities for kids and families that we can expect tomorrow?
Sure. So we've got lots of exciting activities. Actually, the City of Santa Fe Fire Department is actually inviting Smokey the Bear to come to make an appearance. We also have Pupuseria food truck, and they'll be providing all sorts of food with different options, vegetarian options as well as drinks, so you can sit there and enjoy the whole day. We have Queen Bee Music Association, and they're doing a music petting zoo where they're bringing in a lot of instruments for children to try different instruments. And we have Trash Pandas. They're hosting a trash museum. So everything that we recovered from the watershed, from our cleanups, they're putting it into a little museum for us to see. And there's some wild and wacky things that people have left in the watershed. And I guess the last one I would just point out is Undisputed Fitness is also going to be there. And they're hosting an activity where it's all about fitness and holding bags of trash and running around, and it's going to be a really fun activity for for everyone. Yeah.
It sounds like an exciting day. Every time I go, it's just so much fun. I mean, I feel like we're there with all our family and friends, per se, you know, all of the partners that we're all sort of working with. And it's nice to get all of us in one space. You know, it's a colorful event. There's music. There's kids running around. I think you had a scavenger hunt one year. I mean, it's so much fun. So it's really exciting to look forward to that. And I really do think it's going to be a beautiful day for all of us to be out there. So Claire, we sort of have an activity that we kind of work with in partnership. We both have these Enviroscape models, and they're these tabletop models. You know, ours kind of outlines like where our water comes from, how it's treated, how it gets to your home, what happens to water when it goes down the drain and it's, you know, treated at the wastewater treatment plant. It's like this whole cycle of water. And we're going to have it out there tomorrow. Our Patricio Pacheco from our staff is going to be presenting that. But you have a companion model. And so tell us a little bit about that and what people can try to come to your table to look at.
Yeah, it's, it's called the Watershed Model, and it shows a watershed and how stormwater pollutants kind of flow across the landscape. It's really fun. Even if you're an adult, I like to mess around with it. And it's really fun for the kids to see, you know, there's different land uses across the landscape and how they provide different pollutants to the watershed. And all of that goes straight into our rivers here. It's not treated before it goes there. And so all of the things from your car and from pet waste and excess dirt, all of that goes into our river and arroyos here. And then it degrades our water quality. So that's really the purpose of our stormwater permit, is to try to improve the water quality. And we do have above average levels of E. coli in our Santa Fe River on the whole stretch of it. And from a DNA sourcing study in 2017, that was, which looks at what species that E. coli is coming from, it was like very high for dogs, much higher than anything else. So picking up your pet's waste is really important, and we can use our Enviroscape to kind of model how that happens. So it's a really fun activity. And then the River Commission will also be there with us, and I believe they'll have their invasive rocks activity, which is trying to find which rocks are native and which are invasive. And yeah, it should be a really fun day. We have a lot of exciting events coming up, and we have surveys open, so we'll be kind of talking about that, promoting it. And we have fun swag, so come check us out.
Well, I'm really excited for tomorrow's event. You know, our whole team's kind of been prepping for it all week. You know, thank you for all of you and your role in putting this really fun day together. And again, we just invite everybody to join us tomorrow, 11 to 2 at DeVargas Park for Love Your Watershed Day. But, you know, I would visit the Santa Fe Watershed Association's website for information about the cleanup that happens beforehand. And there'll be information about the wildfire piece that follows. And so thank you all for being in the studio today. It's been wonderful talking to you, and I really look forward to seeing you out on the park tomorrow. And thank you for all of our listeners, you know, for listening today. Are there any closing thoughts that each of you want to provide for our listeners today? Porfirio, I can start with you.
I would say the best thing that people can do to prepare their home for a wildfire is give me a call, and I'll go out to your property and we'll walk around and I'll point things out that you can do to better protect your home and answer any questions you might have. And you can call me at 505-955-3119, or you can look at our City of Office of Emergency Management's website, and there's a link on there that you can schedule with me as well. And that website is ready.santafenm.gov/pages/prepare. And if that's too long, just give me a call, 955-3119, and leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Porfirio. Claire?
Yeah, we're excited to see everyone tomorrow. Hopefully it's a really fun day for everyone. We're excited to be partnering with the Wildfire Preparedness Day as well, and talking about how, you know, water and fire are connected. And yeah, my lasting message would be to pick up your dog's waste.
And Sky.
Thank you, everyone. And we're so grateful to be part of this community and have so many community partner members. We'd love to see everyone come out and be part of the day, whether you join the cleanup, stop by the park, attend a panel. It's all about showing up for your community and the place that we all call home. So I hope to see you there.
Well, thank you all again. And thanks for everybody for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. And just a reminder to everybody listening, we are going into seasonal water restrictions today. I know there's lots of rain out there, so we probably won't be irrigating. But to learn more about what that means, you can visit our website, sustainablesantafe.org. And tomorrow we will be at our booth providing lots of different ways for people to save water. We're going to be handing out buckets to capture water in your sink or shower, to put on your landscape. We're going to have shutoff nozzles, seeds, and just lots of information. So we hope you come out and join us and visit our table as well. And we're really happy to be part of the event tomorrow. So looking forward to seeing all of you, and hope you all have a wonderful day.